Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my bad. You were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots. Get out of my face.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Why does it always have to go first?
No, wait a minute,
Okay.
Good morning, people. Not good morning. Well, good morning if you are listening to this on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
If you've had a lovely start to your day. You know those days that just start so annoying? Like, I always know when my day's going to be shit. When the first thing goes wrong. Like, say, for example, you accidentally snooze your alarm.
Yeah.
By the way, I think, yeah, because I love a conspiracy theory, right? I don't understand why when your alarm goes off, iPhone anyway, the snooze button is massive.
Because it's there to let you know you need to snooze this thing.
No, but then
it's like yellow as well, isn't it?
But then that's why people are out here missing job opportunities and all sorts. But anyways, I always know when my day's going to be crap by the way I wake up. So if I wake up and I miss my alarm, or you know when your alarm goes, you're like, okay, do you know what, 2 minutes. And then you open your eyes and hours gone by.
No, what I do is I stage mine.
Oh.
I stage my alarm. So like if I need to really be up by 8:30,
yeah,
I'll do like an 8:10, 8:15, 8:20.
You're slowly rising
up.
Yeah,
but if you hit me with the 8:30, boom, I'll sleep again.
I'm so
I have to stage mine. Like today, this morning I had to stage mine. I had to literally like, okay, last night I was like at 8:20. 8:25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Even for work, I do that because I can't instantly just wake up. I can't do it.
Oh, wow. I can wake up.
Unless it's like something important, like, I don't know, like I'm going to the airport or an interview or something. But I'm not saying this is not important, but like,
yeah,
when it's something
that
I can be a little bit more chilled with, is I have to stage it because,
yeah.
Ciao.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, welcome to episode 134 of the No Shade podcast.
Yep. It's your girl, with your Aubrey.
And it's my own royalty here. And we are
back with another episode.
Thanking everyone for the feedback on the last episode. That was really, really nice. It was so heartwarming.
Yeah, it was really unexpected as well, the feedback. I just thought, people thinking, they're just talking about love, whatever. But
I thought it was a very deep episode. Like, we really did open up.
I actually didn't deep how deep it was. Because I still haven't listened back, because I don't listen back.
Okay.
So right now, anything is in the air. Because like, I don't remember the conversation properly. So it's just in the air right now. And
the moment I said stuff, I knew it was deep. The moment I left the studio, I was just like, not going to lie, I might have to cut some of that out because I really feel naked. Like, I feel like a nude has been released.
I'm so dumb.
And then, but I did listen back to it. But listening back to it, I think I had to brace myself to listen back to it because I didn't want to be in an emotional space again. I was like,
was it really that emotional, the episode?
Do you know what it is? When I listen to episodes, when I listen to stuff back, I know what headspace I'm at when I record something.
Yeah.
And when I look at like pictures and stuff, I'm very in tune with myself where I feel what I felt back then. So sometimes I feel sorry, that I feel sad for myself that I felt that way in that moment.
Yeah. Have you ever had that moment where you look back at like a young picture of yourself? Because I remember I had that a while back, where I was looking at a baby picture of myself. Not a baby, but like I was like maybe two or something.
Yeah.
And then I started getting sad. And I was like,
because it's like, you didn't know what was going to come.
I got really, really sad because I was like, wow, like you didn't know what journey life was going to take you on.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I've been through the mud and the gutter and, you know, I'm not out here dying.
I'm sorry, but it stinks.
But sometimes it feels like it.
Yeah,
like,
I know what you mean.
So
I definitely do that.
I've had that before, and I was just like, "Raw, like you did literally, like you were literally an innocent soul.
Yeah,
you didn't know what journey life was going to take you on."
Do you know? Oh my gosh, I was watching Rutendo Biston, the Bistons guys. Watch, check them out; they're really lovely. But yes, I was watching them. Obviously, they're giving birth to their first child now, and Rutendo was talking about, obviously, as a new mum, you go through like different emotions, as your hormones start to balance, all that kind of stuff. But she was saying how one of the things that she felt when she looked at her baby is that she felt sad, and she felt like, why did I do this to you? Like, you are so precious.
She hasn't done anything.
No. She's saying, you are so precious.
Yeah.
And I've brought you into this nasty world. So she felt guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so crazy. But I feel like that's one of the things that I would... Because I'm sorry, it's just the ghetto over here.
I guess it probably is her emotions and like hormones and stuff. But in the end of the day, like, you can only do what's best for your child kind of thing.
No, but you know what? I get it though. I don't feel like it's... I think it's deeper than her, the hormones. I get it that it's like... The same way you look at your picture and you feel like you don't know what's to come. Is that you just want to keep babies precious. Like you just want to keep your baby pure and just
precious. But at the end of the day,
the world is going to stain them and you don't want that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think it just goes back to just praying and doing what you can and just pray and hope that your child goes on the right path.
Yeah.
But I think obviously it's normal to feel that way, but you can't, obviously I'm not a newborn mom, but you just can't literally dwell on what ifs because there's always going to be a what if around the corner. Yeah. But
to be fair, in her defense, she didn't dwell on it. She just literally mentioned that it was one of the emotions that she went through after. She was talking about how she felt after giving birth. Obviously, she felt like joy, all the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But instead, she had like this wave of sadness as well. Yeah. Which made her think that, but it's like her, she absolutely loves the baby, like obsessed with the baby.
Yeah. So. You just literally, because there's always going to be a what if around the corner. There's always going to be, like, we literally don't know what God is protecting us from every day. So you just have to literally just.
Do you know what? I saw an accident
walk
yesterday.
Through life.
It was an accident that involved like four cars. Each car was like mashed up. Like the bonnet is in the boot. Like, and each car had their airbags, like the airbags gone off.
And it's
it was such a wide road, but there was windscreen glass. Thankfully, no one, I don't believe there was anyone like deaths or anything.
Yeah.
But there was literally glass shattered from the one end, one side of the road to the other side of it. And I was thinking, damn.
Yeah. That's the thing with accidents as well. It's like, you kind of like you wake up thinking, "Oh, honestly, I'm gonna have a normal day," and then it's just like,
"If this year has not shown me that,
yeah." Like even literally, like with the incident with my mom and stuff, like it's like you just wake up thinking, "I'm gonna have a normal day, whatever,"
and then life changes
in a split second.
Split second,
everything just changes, and literally, like the effects as well like,
lasts longer than a split second.
Literally, and it's just crazy. You just think, "Wow!" Like I did not go to bed thinking tomorrow.
Yep.
This is going to happen.
That's
why you literally just have to be so thankful every day because you literally don't know what's going to happen in that second, in that minute, in that hour. And your life will just turn upside down.
Life is very fickle.
Just like that. It's just so scary. Like, so when you literally go, you wake up, you're able to go do your 1-2-1-2, do your rounds, come back home. That's what that says, 1-2-1-2 rounds. Come back home is literally a blessing because someone went out there and didn't return, or someone went out there and something mad happened. Like even little things like losing, like your phone getting stolen. Like I didn't, like you don't go out there thinking, okay,
today's gonna be the last. This is the last moment with my phone.
Yeah, or the last time I'm seeing this text message or this. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, yeah, you go out and your phone gets stolen. You're just thinking, what the?
Do you know? That reminds me of one time there was a tweet. Some guy was like, how some of you just wake up in the morning. Don't brush your teeth. Don't even greet God. You just come on the app and talking nonsense. You don't even know if your legs work.
Literally.
And it's so true because we actually just hop out of bed, turn our swag on and just expect our legs to work.
I even wake up and boom, I'm grabbing my phone. Like, I haven't even like opened my eyes to see my surroundings. I'm literally like, I've still got crust in my eyes trying to see who texts me. Ain't nobody text me. My phone is dry. Oh my God. And the weird thing as well is I've gotten that, you know that iPhone report thing?
Oh, when it's like screen. You use it up. Hello, mind your business, please.
Mine's going up and up. And honestly, no, like my phone ain't popping. So why the hell is my screen
time? It's
going to
spend a lot of time browsing.
Going up and
that's a problem.
It's so bad, you know.
That is such a problem. Like we spend a lot of time. I'm at the point where I think this week is my I'm going to start taking breaks again.
My hand was aching the other day.
A long time. That's like, ridiculous.
Like I'm not even exaggerating.
Why is your hand aching?
I'm not even exaggerating. Like my arm was aching.
Is Mark Zuckerberg's arm aching?
I was thinking, my thumb is about because all I do is just scroll.
We do scroll a lot.
Scroll to the point on Snapchat, there's no subscription left. I can't view anybody else because I've viewed every single person on my Snap.
Yeah, I need to go back to I miss those days where I should take regular breaks.
I need to go back to the office. That's what I need to do. Staying at home, it's just made me too lazy.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I feel like our minds are kind of lazy as well. Like,
I'm not being challenged.
Yeah.
Like, my brain is not, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I need to get a new job or I don't know.
Oh my God.
I just feel dumb. Like, it's the same thing. Wake up, brush your teeth, make some food, turn on your laptop. Like, And then lunchtime, turn on my normal laptop, watch some series.
Yeah.
I need to be challenged. Like, I need to... Not in a challenge, not challenge my emotions, but challenge not my brain.
Like, yeah, not like life circumstances.
Yeah, but
I need like God I need
damn, the, stimulate my mind. Honestly, I need something like.
It's so funny because I was thinking like I don't need it. I think I've had enough this year, to be fair. But I was just thinking like life just seems the same stuff like
every day.
Bro, a span in the works, but then I thought last span there was phone. I'm still trying to recover, so maybe not actually.
I've had spanners, obviously. Like, so I feel like I've had an emotional week last week, but in terms of like just, I don't know, like my brain just
I feel like your brain is just like it's just sleeping. Like there's nothing that's making it actively work.
Yeah, like I feel like I need to be more active. I don't know.
Maybe do some algebra every day. Like an hour.
My maths is very, very bad.
That's it's going to stimulate your brain, isn't it?
Maybe I need to go on a walk or something. Like, I don't know.
I want to get back into walks, but I can't in winter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it gets so dark so quickly. So I'm going to have to get that back in spring.
Or do you think as well is because I feel like maybe because I don't really have.
Or read books.
Yeah. Or conversate with people. I feel like I don't really talk to people. Like, apart from you.
No, but even phone one, I feel like that's even a problem. It needs to be like in person.
Yeah.
Because you're at working from home, I feel like the only day you get to do that is when you go to office. But even then, like, you're set up.
Honestly, when I go to office, I do half day.
I used to do that pre-COVID. Can I just think, like, I don't want to be here. I want to be in my bed.
What am I doing here? Like, what am I actually doing here?
I will literally go for lunch and not come back. Because my thing is that you see me, so.
That's it.
That's all right.
That's it, literally. When I do my what I need to do at one, I'm like, all right, guys, well, I'm going to go.
Bye. Finish at home.
Yeah,
see ya.
Bye. Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I do get. I think I want to get back because I've bought like a couple books. I've got the Keep the Receipts book. I had a weekend away during was it bank holiday, so I was reading it then. I need to get back into reading it, and I've got Judge Lynn Toler's book as well.
Oh, Toler!
I think it's called To My. It's called To My. Actually, let me get the name for you guys because it's a really, really good book.
I still have books from lockdown that I haven't read.
Mate.
I need to get into it. Oh, I read a really good one. It was written by a Nigerian author.
Oh, sorry,
My Sister's Killer.
My Sister's Killer?
My Sister's Serial Killer, something like that. My Sister's Serial Killer.
I didn't mean that, I'm sorry.
It's good, you should read it.
Is that about serial killing?
No. Wait, let me get the book. But yeah, go on, what's the one?
Yeah, Judge Lynn's one is called Dear Sonali, Letters to the Daughter I Never Had. I haven't got into it properly because she's just got all sons. And I love that they're advice. She's my favourite person. I just absolutely love that woman. She's just so full of wisdom. But the advice she gives to like women and stuff like the way she thinks as a woman just inspires me so much. So it's such a really good book for women, I would say. So yeah, check it out.
My book that I was talking about is called My Sister the Serial Killer. But I don't want to ruin it because...
Is it grim or like crime?
No. It's just basically, she basically has a sister who's basically like the more pretty, she believes anyway, that she's more prettier and like gets more guys and stuff like that.
It's not about killing.
She does kill, but not in like a... Basically,
girl,
she...
How else won't you either kill or you don't kill?
True. She kills, but like basically she ends up killing...
Don't spoil, actually.
Yeah, I don't want to... Yeah, don't spoil but
it. I just want to see if it's like... Is it... Like, what genre is it? Drama?
Yeah, but let me...
It's like How to Get Murdered when in a book.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, actually. And it's set in Nigeria. Like, they talk about Lagos, Lekki. Like, it's really... Yeah, it's really, really good.
Who's the author?
Oyinkan Braithwaite.
Okay. Yeah.
It's really good, actually. I think it's really good.
Okay.
It's not.
I just got the name you were trying to say.
How do you say it? Is it not Oyinkan?
No, it's Oyinkan. Oh. I'm trying to think, what name? Is this Igbo? Is this Yoruba? It's Yoruba.
Okay. Sorry, Oyinkan, don't come for me, y'all.
I love that. That's a nice name.
Yeah. It's really good, but you should read it.
Yeah, I think I need to, what I need to do is get back into reading, but I can't lie to you, I've got so many responsibilities right now. So what I need to do is actually structure my time. This is why I'm really looking forward to that Christmas annual leave that we've got. I'm sorry, guys. But I need like to structure my time where it's like gym, work,
yeah,
school pickup, then
same.
That downtime where it's reading time.
Yeah.
And then start my day, read my Bible as well. Cause I feel like I always feel this guilt of how am I gonna be reading books when I'm not reading my Bible?
I feel the guilt when I don't start my day with God. Like, bitch, he woke your
he
ass
woke
up.
You up.
Like, so now I've made a habit where even if it's just not reading my Bible, it's so
on the rest of the days.
Yeah. So actually shout out to Sade, because she put me on Pastor Rick.
Okay.
He's really, really, really good. It's literally like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Every day they release on Spotify. And it's literally like different teachings. So sometimes okay. it'll be like one teaching but in parts.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is there a Spotify page called Pastor Rick?
Yeah, so
okay.
Pastor Rick Daily Hope. That's my man. Okay, not my man like that. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Before the first lady, second lady's come for you.
No, but I like that's my yeah. G, yeah.
I feel like what I clocked I have to do, because I hate that I have to, when I wake up, like, it's either like I've got to get into work or whatever. So what I do is I wake up. This
early.
Is why it's so important for me to go to bed on time.
Yeah.
I got a day planned for myself. So I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And that's when, that's my quiet time.
Okay.
So that's when I read my Bible.
Yeah.
I make notes. I do basically do like a mini, but I pray, do Bible study. Mm. That's like my moment to do that.
Mm.
And then from 6, I can start doing whatever it is that I need
Maybe
to do.
Maybe I
the
need
day,
to do that. Because
like
I wake
gym
up
or whatever else.
8:55, ready for 9.
No, honestly, because you know what is with, like, I feel like when it comes to, it depends as well. If you want to grow spiritually,
yeah,
you
yeah.
actually need to set time apart for God. Because I feel like
that,
we spend, we have 24 hours in a day, we really can set time apart for God. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because that God is so important, like, I know that my entire existence, like, what I care the most about
mm-hmm.
is my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to say to myself, like, girl, you have to put the time into that relationship to know God deeper, mm-hmm. to spend, like, time. I'm not saying it's easy, it's absolutely not, because mm-hmm. anyway, I'm not gonna out myself, but it's absolutely not. But I feel like you have to, what I've learned this year is I have to be intentional about things that I want to do.
100%.
You have to literally,
it was everything.
It's not enough to just say I want to do this or tweet that, like, this week I would like to, no, I have to literally make the arrangements to accommodate what it is I want to do. So that's why me going to bed on time is very important, mm. because I'm going to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm, that's good.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah. And I think it's literally like, you have to build it into like a way that it becomes a habit where
yes.
you literally wake up and
I want to do that
have a structured
says,
day.
Apparently they say it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Yeah, apparently.
And I would like
yeah.
to do that, but
I wish I could do that with a gym, child.
I want to do that, but I just think there's certain days I don't go to the gym on a Sunday.
No.
So I had a 21 day work.
I'm so done.
We'll
but
to
yeah,
carry
no,
on the next day.
I 100% agree with being intentional and not yeah. having a structured day, because I feel like at the moment my days are all
just as
mumbo,
it comes.
Yeah, mumbo jumbo, yeah. And I do things that I literally necessarily like have to do.
Yeah.
If I don't have to do it, like come into the studio, I have to. Or
yeah.
Go into meetings at work, I have to. But mm-hmm. everything else is just I pick and choose if I want to do
and
it.
You know,
but I feel like doing it.
That's another thing I'm trying to do, is that I'm trying to apply. The same way I will with like studio and stuff, I'm trying to apply that kind of discipline
mm.
to other areas of my life as
yeah,
well. Because
yeah.
I believe in a lot of leeway, or maybe not. Like,
yeah.
no, but if I was as intentional as every Saturday or Friday night, I go to the studio, this is what I do. If I do that with every area of my life, damn, I'd be the most organized person.
I'll be so slim. Oh.
Not slim.
Like, I literally be booking classes.
And I can't slim them.
Do you know what I do? So let's just say I've booked a 7 o'clock class, yeah. Somehow my body's waking up at 6:55, ready to cancel.
Not somehow,
that.
First of all.
I swear to you. But the thing is,
doesn't your alarm go off?
I'll be snoozing and I'm like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then somehow I'll be like, oh yeah, then I'll cancel it. Five minutes before, I'm like,
I'm
back to bed.
Do you know, I will
today.
Say that I do think that winter makes it difficult to wake up more.
Because it's dark.
Because I can't lie to
you.
Like, even like me waking up to my Bible and everything. It was easier. Like, now I say, I don't know what, anyway, I think it's God, really, because my spirit kind of prepares me to wake up to read my Bible
mm.
in a weird way.
That's
I can't,
good.
It's like kind of affirmations going on in my head
mm.
prior to me waking up. So when I wake up, I'm actually very excited to like pray and to read the word. And
yeah,
do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I found that it was easy in summertime.
Yeah,
I was it last summer? I don't know it was, but there was a year where when I tell you solid every day. I woke up at a certain time. I do, and then I used to have like Zoom prayers with my friend as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a structure. But I feel like when it's winter, even though like even if I'm just praying in my bed and reading and making notes in my bed, it's just cold outside of my duvet.
It's just
a lot. Like, but again, it's just what I think about. For me, what gets me to do things, my biggest push is what I'm wanting to achieve from it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what gives me the motivation to actually get up and do something.
Yeah. See, I wish, because sometimes for me, I don't see far ahead. Mm. I think a lot of times I'm always so pressed on what's happening in my present right now that sometimes, like I said last week, sometimes I can't envision. Like, I want it, but I can't envision like myself in that moment. So
yeah.
I get so pressed about, the present's not looking good. How can I
see
that far ahead? And it's just like, that's always been a
battle. Get like, you know, the sticky notes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen when we've been on Zoom, like the thing, like the colorful papers.
Yeah.
Like, so basically those are words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And because even me think my motivation being the end goal sometimes can also be my downfall,
mm-hmm.
in that I then look at my present, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm nowhere near.
That's then it my puts problem. Me down. Yeah. And then I'm so quick to, like, I promise you, my mom tells me all the time, I'm so quick to be like, oh, it didn't work out. Yeah, I'm done.
Well,
I'm so, like, when I want to do something, I know how much it's taken for me to do it.
Mm.
So when it doesn't work out that way, I'm like, oh, okay, I tried.
Yeah.
God, you know how much I tried. But then it's like, my mom was saying to me the other day that things that come easy, you don't know how to handle it well.
Yeah.
You appreciate things more when you've worked to get that.
That is fact.
So just don't like give up at the first hurdle because what you wanted to do didn't work out. Okay, try again. Or try a different way.
And what
I think that's what I need to, it's
hard work. It's a daily thing where you have to literally say this to yourself.
Yeah.
But what I've found to help me get that balance between the end goal motivating me and the end goal putting me down in my present is basically like words of affirmations on my wall.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
in my room, there's just post-it notes of like, there's Bible verses there. There's just quotes. I love a quote. I love to make up quotes. I love other people's quotes. And I think also just words of encouragement for me.
Mm-hmm.
I even want to start posting them actually, but it's like stuff like that. Like, so I feel like get like the post-it notes, you know, the colourful ones.
Yeah, and literally
just write stuff, whatever it is that you're feeling, just write it there. Like, I think one of the ones I have is, future you will thank you for making the correct, right decisions today.
Yeah, 100%.
And so when even something as like not trivial, but even something as simple as the gym, babes, when you have the abs you want in the future, that's because today you made the moves that you needed to make to get to that future. Do you get me?
So just little
stuff like that would definitely, it definitely feeds your soul.
Yeah.
Even if you're not reading every day, but Seeing the stickers around my room, I know what's on those.
Mm.
So even that subconsciously feeds me. Because I've got journals, so I tend to
write mine. Like, I remember at the beginning of the year, I wrote this, and this. But it's not constantly in my face, so it's very easy to forget.
Yeah.
So it's like, I tend to forget. So the other day I was looking back on it and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I actually wrote this down. Mm-hmm. So I think I need to be, like you said, a bit more intentional where it's literally in your face and you're seeing it every day. So you know it's an everyday working progress thing, rather than just me writing it down and just closing the book and then shoving it somewhere and forgetting about it. So I think I'm definitely going to do that for the new year.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I just feel like we're getting older now. Like you just start thinking about the bigger picture and
what do you
want your life in 20 years or 10 years or 5 years even to look like? And I think in the past, I've always thought, oh yeah, like we'll get to that bridge
I'll cross that bridge when I get
there. Yeah, like when we get there, I'm going to think about that. But yeah, literally, if our parents were, like when they were back home, were thinking, oh yeah,
I'll cross the bridge when I get to it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have.
We wouldn't be on this side of the bridge.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had greener pastures, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you just have to be intentional and
absolutely.
And I always say as well, like, I want my kids to be sweet. Like, literally, people on Twitter are like, oh yeah, bank of mum and dad's, deposit 10k for my house. I want to be able to do that for my kids as well and be like, I don't want my kids to suffer. Or have to struggle.
Do you know what?
Or find out. Like, I want to be able to pass on like the knowledge of wealth or just not even necessarily just wealth, but like as in how to navigate through life. Because I feel like white people or like even Asian people,
they set their kids up.
Mate, you know when you go to the market, the Asian man has this shop, mm-hmm. his cousin has the next shop, and his yeah. in-law has the next shop. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like a chain yeah. of well support, yeah. Or like, so I just feel like I want that set yeah, up as well, yourself, where yeah. my kids, okay, so I've been saving for him since he was a child. So yeah. whatever he wants to do, because you have to use that money wisely. But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're set up. So I don't want them to go through what I did, where I'm having to start saving at like 19 or 18. Do you know what I yeah. mean? Like,
do you know what? Actually, that reminds me of a question that Georgette asked on Just the Tip podcast. Mm. Definitely check it out. It was a really good episode, very vulnerable yeah. episode. There must have been something in the air
that week, innit?
With all the podcasters, because the receipts made me cry. Like, there was something that was a really good receipt.
What
episode.
Do people say? The retrograde, the Mercury.
So I don't believe in that. The retrograde is grading, something like that.
Something.
Mercury is on its air, something like that.
Astrological people. The moon yeah. was doing something.
The Capricorn moon and with the Leo sun, all that kind of stuff.
Scorpio.
But she must have asked a question. She said, she's been asking herself a lot of questions recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was talking to SJ about it, and she was saying how, what is a cycle that you want to end with you? I said, ooh.
I definitely know what it
was. That's
Wait, deep. As in a family, like a...
It could be any cycle.
Because I feel like I have cycles that I do, like, as in... cycles that I do to myself, if that makes sense.
No, it's
or
more
I
like,
go through.
It's more like a generational cycle. What is it that has been in maybe your family
mm-hmm.
or in the lives of people that you see around you or whatever?
Are we really going to get that deep?
You want it to end with you.
Are we really going to get that deep?
Question, and then we'll talk about other lives and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll end on this. We'll end the deep segment on this.
Gosh, it's 10:28 in the morning. I think cheating.
Okay.
Extramarital affairs.
Yeah, but how would you want that cycle to end with you? Because I feel like...
As in, I don't want that in my...
Okay, do you know why I'm asking more questions?
Yeah.
Because I feel like when with a cycle ending with you, it has to be something that you're in control of. You're not really in control of how other people may act in the relationship or whatever else.
I hear so I feel like that, but
you might desire not to be cheated on or not to have cheating in your relationship, but that's not. I feel like it's different if the women in your families have always cheated.
But that's what I'm saying.
You want to cycle to end of you.
Yeah, but
you can't be responsible.
The reason why I say that, and the reason why I say I don't know if we're gonna get that deep, is because extramarital affairs has yeah. been a cycle in. Not just my immediate family.
But like, okay.
But.
The tree. Yeah.
And I don't want to specify what side of the tree.
No, we don't have to do that.
But like, it's been like, I could say every single family member.
Okay.
Has had.
Scandals of sorts.
And to the point where there's like extra, that like kids.
Okay.
And it's not just one person. It's like a, from the granddad to the children.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. that's why for me,
okay.
I can't, that's why I say I can't have that because I've seen yeah. the impact it's had on every single family. And
yeah.
so for me, I just think this is a generational curse. I don't know what okay. it is, but that has to break.
Yeah.
It can't like carry on
yeah.
into their kids' is.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I can, like, me and my cousins bond over this.
Not one.
Literally, do you know what I mean? Like, so, and it was a thing of like, we didn't know that, like, the other, like,
it's when you grow up that you know the family tea. You're thinking, you're a
because I remember we went to Ghana, and then me and my cousin were talking, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, the same thing. And then she's like, oh my gosh, the same thing. And
yeah,
it's just like, we, do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's okay. where I feel like I keep hitting the mic. Sorry, guys. I need it to end.
Okay.
With, like, I cannot, because I cannot. I think for me, I don't know, for some reason I associate with marrying the wrong person for some reason.
I think it is though.
Yeah, and I'm really set on, I cannot
yeah.
marry. Obviously you will have problems and God, let my problems be
what
we gonna eat tomorrow.
What we're gonna have for dinner.
Or yeah, or where we're going on holiday next year. Those yeah, kind of problems. Yeah. But I cannot marry the wrong person. Like, that is such a, I can't, I don't know how to describe it. It's, I'm
no,
so,
no, you absolutely cannot.
I feel so strong.
Non-negotiable.
About, yeah, I cannot marry yeah. the wrong person where I wake up and thought this was just the wrong thing.
Because yeah.
I've had conversations with people in my family who have literally felt like they married the wrong person, but they stayed because of the children.
But are you doing me?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Really showing my ass out today, aren't I?
This is how I felt last week. I felt like
bloody hell. This we might have to cut out.
My ass is just out there.
What about you?
I tried to think of the question, and honestly, I could not think of what cycle I want to break. I think a cycle I'd want to end with me. Mm-hmm. Because again, similar to you, I felt like my cycle involved someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't end someone else's cycle. Do you get me? So yeah. For me, like, I know.
But it can have an impact. I think that's where the correlation.
It can definitely have an impact. But yeah. For example, the first thing I thought was, oh, I wouldn't want to be like a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in control of that. Do you get me? So that's what I mean. But I can't end someone else's cycle. It could be anything. It could be the person leaves me, or mm-hmm. God forbid they die or whatever. But I can't. I'm not in control. But I feel like one thing I can say that I do want the cycle to end, I would say, is I just want my children, and just not obviously diss to anybody or anything like that, but I would say that I would definitely want the way we've openly spoken about what it is like to be a first African daughter,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want that to end with me.
I
want that to end with me. Cause,
yeah, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's
I just want it to end with me. That's really...
And I think when you talk about that as well, people don't really get it. I feel like people think...
And people that get it is people that are in a position.
Yeah, I feel like people think, oh, you're just exaggerating. Oh, how hard can it be? Like, that's okay, fine. Like... Mm-hmm. But genuinely, it's traumatic, you know?
Yeah.
If, like, being the first child, because you're essentially like the...
Not even the first child, the first girl. But I feel like our generation is going to change that, because with the previous generation...
Yeah.
The difference between a man and a woman is very different, very clear. We're raised differently. We're the same household, but we're raised differently. Not every parent that, even my mom, like my brother was disciplined and raised properly, obviously. Mm-hmm. He can cook, he can do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the conversations that was being had with me is different conversations that was being had with him.
Yeah.
Even my mom did let him know, like, listen, you can't be out here thinking you'd be having sex with anybody. Like, my mom was very real with us in mm-hmm. those type of conversations. But I feel like being the first girl, I had conversations that started with, you're the first girl. You're the first, like, do you get me? Like, you've got to be a role model to your sisters. Like, I had those conversations that my brother wouldn't have had. So for me, it's like, I feel like you only get it if you're someone who can relate to that.
Yeah.
But if you don't get it, that's your business. I can't lie.
Yeah, no, because for me, I think.
I know my truth.
For me, I think being the first girl and being the first child as well, I was essentially like what's the thing where you're like, you're the
scapegoat.
Yeah, well, like the prototype. Like, you're just...
You're the lab rat.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Like, I was the one that was being... parenting was being tested on me and, like, different things I wasn't allowed
to
do.
Not being tested.
I literally felt that way. Like, I was sitting back home, came back again. Like, I just feel like my life was it was just... We do this. If it doesn't work, we'll try another thing. Whereas I feel like my sister and my brother had kind of a more of a stable kind of...
Mm-hmm.
I'm
definitely stopping myself. I'm listening to you.
Have you seen that TikTok where you're like, are you sleeping at this time?
No, I'm listening to you.
I'm so done. But it's really, really hard. And I think I'd love for somebody to create like write a book about it or something, of being the first child or the first African.
Yeah.
I mean, first daughter in an African household. Because it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And then you also have to then parent your mum as well.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm low-key like my mom's husband now. Like, I'm listening to her about her, like, stuff that she's going through or advising her and stuff like that. And I'm like, I literally say to her all the time, I'm like, ma'am, I'm not your husband. I say that to her all the time.
That's the first cycle I'd want to
break. But that's a really interesting question then. I think I'm going to go away now and be thinking, what other things
what
I want to...
What things I
want to
break, yeah.
Yeah. Poverty. That needs to break. No,
listen. Dead ass.
Like, bro, I need to be rich in my... Like, I need to be rich. I need to be, like, walking to the Gucci store.
Oh, you're rich.
Yeah, walking to the Gucci store, be like, hey, okay, can I get this one? Or, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I need a life of luxury.
Yeah.
And not just in terms of material things, but in general, like, just a life of luxury where, obviously, I will have my problems, but I need to be able to know that, you know what? I've lived for this life and I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Like, I want to be set and I want my kids to be set and I want my husband to set us up as well.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to desire. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so on to lighter things. I wanted to talk about the what's his name? The baby.
Oh.
That ain't, what is it? That ain't the baby. That's my baby.
He's no one's baby.
It's an ad lib on Cry Baby with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I didn't really listen.
So that ain't the baby. That's my baby. I want to talk about him and his situation, his baby mom's situation.
Zena Lee.
It made me very, very sad. Mm-hmm. It made me very sad. Like, I just hate when women, we're going through things unprovoked.
You think it's unprovoked?
Like, especially, I think definitely unprovoked.
Okay.
Because I feel like, even though sometimes the argument can be made that sometimes women have put this on themselves.
Not necessarily put it on them, because nobody wishes to, like...
No. Let me land my point.
Things happen to them.
I feel like that, even though the argument can be made that sometimes women have put this on themselves, mm-hmm. in that they are aware that... They're aware of the situation that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They're aware that the situation doesn't necessarily give them much benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They actively, knowingly stay with someone that they know don't really like them and isn't really as loyal to them as they want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're with someone knowingly who isn't going to give them what it is that they desire. For example, you want a relationship and this guy's telling you that he just wants to see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
That's putting it on yourself.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by putting it on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So even though the argument can be made for that, I do believe that not enough basbus is done to the guys, because there's a reason why women like that stay in the situations. And I think a lot of times some guys, they know, they are honest to the woman in saying that I don't want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
However, they take advantage of the fact that they know she's chilling there and hopefully waiting for his mind to change.
Mm-hmm,
and so some guys give women mixed messages where they're doing everything that a boyfriend would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and say, yeah, but I'm not your man though. So mm-hmm. for example, with the baby situation, for example, they've been living together for like time.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
They do everything together. Do you get what I mean? Like all that kind of stuff. But you're going to turn around and say she's a side bitch. But I feel like it's more embarrassing for him because you're telling people that you're putting that much effort into a quote unquote side piece.
Yeah.
Babes, she's got all the, she's had wifey benefits.
Yeah.
For a demoted, what's it called? Demoted role. Like, I would like that my job where I have a lesser title and I'm getting all the benefits.
Yeah, yeah,
so I feel like that's what I mean by, I feel bad for her because, especially when you just had a child, like, I feel like sometimes because there's so many kids being born and people are just popping babies all the time, people don't really give consideration for how women actually, like, the process of having mm-hmm. kids and how much that really messes up with you and, like, even, like, your confidence
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as a person and trying to get back to your old self and all of that stuff, all that mental stuff that goes on anyway,
mm-hmm.
just because someone has not been diagnosed as having, what's it called? Is it postnatal depression?
Mm-hmm.
People underestimate the fact that they might still be going through stuff. So I feel bad for her because it's like, we've got a newborn baby and you're going to, he's a disgusting man.
Trash.
So you're going to kick out the mother of your child with a 2-month-old baby.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's disgusting. It's really disgusting. But I just think, for me, like, you could tell that. I feel like he low-key could tell that he was embarrassed. But I think, you know when you started something that you can't go back? Yeah, so you just have to run with it.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Because even the people in the background, when he was... Because I think he must have been like, oh, like, so-and-so, in it, she's my side bitch. And then they were just standing there like...
Why am I in it? Now, why am I in
honestly,
it?
Honestly, what's going on here? But
yeah.
it was sad to see her go through this. But I think the reason why sometimes I'm a little bit like... I feel sorry for you, but the reason I'm like, was because you've seen what his relationships with his baby mama's like, right? And he's left you whilst you were with him to go back, like to go mm-hmm. be with his baby mum or to go fuck. And the baby mum has explicitly come out there and, you know, says all types of things about Danny. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just like, why then would you want to put yourself where you want to have a child with, like, you bring somebody else into the equation and have a child with this man? Like, obviously, mm-hmm. I don't know why, obviously, maybe because of love or whatever. But I just think for me, that's why I'm just like, it's not fair for you to bring somebody else into this not great situation already. Yeah. And you've seen firsthand what he's like with other women. Mm-hmm. So despite him saying, oh, like, I love you, and the thing is, even before she had a child, they were like I said, they were rocky. So for me, it's just like, why would you want to do that and expect him to treat, like, why are you acting shocked that he's doing this to you now? Like, I feel like the way he's treating her is worse than he's treating his other, like, previous thing. Because this is, like, very public. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just, it's embarrassing. So for me, I just feel like, when you've had, it's different if you don't know anything or he's never had a baby mum or you guys have been always sweet and it's just out of the blue where, do you know what I mean? But when you have a template kind of thing where you can see or you can literally see that this is how he's been, mm-hmm. why, like, for me, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but for me, I just think, it's like, why do you think you was going to be any different? And then especially when she released that Yellow Bone song as well, where she basically was insinuating that he's with me because he like a yellow meat. Like, I'm his preference kind of thing. When you're saying stuff like that and feeling like you're just above all, feeling superior and I'm... Yeah. And I feel like a lot of women feel that way when they see that, okay, or when they realize that a guy's treated his ex badly and they've come, they think that they're the hero to come and make him change. But if the man himself doesn't want to change, why do you think you can change him? So for me, I just think it's sad she's going through this, but don't be shocked.
But you know what though? I have to, a different side to the argument though, is that because I feel like when I meet people, when I meet guys, when I was younger, I was childish and would pre and all that kind of stuff, but now I don't care. But like when I meet guys, I don't think it's fair to hold a guy to what he was like in previous situations because he might have changed. He might have grown. And I think also with this situation as well, fair enough. And same with like Summer and London on the Track.
It's not London on the Track. Could have just said London. No. That's the whole name.
London on the Track. It's like I would never call Metro. In Metro Boomin. But like the same with that situation.
Yeah.
When these guys, even though they've got baby mamas and blah, blah, and that relationship is very rocky and blah, blah, when they come to the new meets, the fresh meet, the new women, they're not coming with the same bad behavior that they came in. Like, even me in my late normal life, when guys move to me, they're coming with their bestest foot forward.
Do you know why?
So, no, but that's, they're trying to woo you and get you, and that's fair enough. Yeah. But, so for me, I don't see how, based off how he's treated the other people, other women, she should have been wary. I'm sorry, but I feel like this is why people have trust issues. We need to, it sounds crazy, but I don't think it's fair to hold people to their past. If you then end up showing your ass that the point where he dumped her to go and be with the other baby mom and all that kind of stuff, I feel like then her senses should have been really alerted to that. But I just feel like this whole thing of like kind of, and I'm not saying this is just you, I'm saying in general, of like people not feeling sorry for women because this is what the guy's track record is saying, it takes away the accountability from the guy whose track record is crap. Because believe me, I don't think if this guy approached her with the same nastiness that he treated his baby mums with, she would have ever checked for him. Of course not. He knew exactly what to do. And that's why I say like men take advantage of women. He knew exactly what to do to get her attention and to get her to stay and all that kind of stuff. Even when he left and came back, because I feel like, I can't lie to you, I feel like whatever a woman does when she's pregnant, I feel like I will always make excuses for her because of the way that she may be feeling around that time. So her taking him back, even though it was poor choices, but in that moment where some women think of just beyond themselves of, okay, you treat me bad, but you know what, he wants to, if this will help him be an active father in my child's life, then I'm going to think beyond myself. So in that situation, it was silly, I get it, yes, but her thought process and the thing that she was worrying about would have been different to what we're able to say, not being the one in this situation. So that's where I'm coming from on that matter.
Yeah, I think I hear what you're saying in terms of not judging someone based off their previous actions, because otherwise we'll never move forward. Like, none of us are perfect. But I think for me, when the baby mum has come to you and said, we're still fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, even with the Summer London situation where the baby mum was like, he don't even come and check for his other kids. So what makes you think that by you having a baby with him, he's going to come and check for your kid? Like, do you know what I mean? When it's different if it's like the past is in the past and that, like, it's just a cut-off situation, or, do you know what I mean? They're showing that there's no involvement, or they're being good parents or whatever. But when they're being a shit parent to another, their own child,
yeah,
what makes you think that your child's going to be treated any different?
But you know what is? I feel like with that situation, because I can't stand a deadbeat dad, like, absolutely not. But with that situation as well, I can't lie to you. If I met a guy who the baby mom said to me that he don't treat his child, blah, 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 I'm not automatic. I'm going to investigate why that is. I'm not going to just take your word for it, because
mm-hmm.
we've had this conversation. I think we have. But where there's some women who use their children as collateral to get the dad. So for me, because I am aware of that situation, I'm not going to just take your word for it. I will have a conversation with you properly. Then I have a conversation with him properly and be like, okay, mm-hmm. this is what I'm hearing. You're not in your child's life. Why is this? And then from that, I will then make my decision. What is it? They say there's three sides to every story, whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's the person, what is side A's person, side A's, person A's side, mm-hmm. person B's side, and the truth. Mm-hmm. Do you get me? So I won't just say that. I'm not going to lie to you. Even a woman coming, I just feel like sometimes these stories are not, it's not black and white. There's grey bits, because sometimes, well, these baby mums, some of them are upset that he's now with a new girl. And how many times have we seen on threads online where people are just out here lying that a guy's having sex with them and it turns out the guy hasn't spoken to them since they broke up? So I feel like situations like that, there's conversations. Yes, if you want to release information, absolutely, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's conversations to be had beyond that. I don't feel like because someone said this or claimed this, you should just automatically believe it and then run with that narrative. Because why is it that I will have to find out why it is that he's a crap dad to the other kids? What is it?
Yeah.
I can't just take the word of the mum for it just because she said so. Because Condola. I know it's a fictional thing, but for me, Insecure mirrors real life situations. So for example, she's saying, I can do this on my own, leave, blah, blah. Then she's saying, you don't even come and check up on the child. Okay. Then he finally makes arrangements, changes his room, everything, to come and accommodate the child. And you're saying you can't have the child. But then she will easily, but what she told her sisters, what she told her mom, that he's a deadbeat dad. Do you get what I mean? But there's always other sides to stories. I feel like just because someone's a deadbeat father to the other kids, I'm sorry, but I cannot assume that it's going to be the same with my children. I have to find out and do my own investigation, have my own conversations, to realize whether that's going to be the case. Do you get what I mean? I'm not saying that she's perfect in the situation. Absolutely not. I'm not saying that she made all the right decisions. She's acted less than smart. She has.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, babes, the red was really, really red. And she probably thought, oh, I'm looking at it a bit plum. But I do feel like with these conversations, I don't know. I feel like when these conversations happen, mm-hmm. it just comes across sometimes as like, we're putting more blame and more accountability on women than we are the men who have put the women in this situation. It's always more like, she should have known. Mate, he should have known not to do all of that. He should have known to be an idiot.
I mean, I hear, like I said before, I hear you and everything, but I just feel like for me, I just think when, like I was saying before, when there's a clear pattern before you, then it's not ideal to bring somebody, like, it's just not ideal to then do repeated cycle of being another baby mom. Like, try something different. I don't know. Like, obviously people don't say a ring guarantees a stable relationship, but try getting married or something with, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just feel like, I just personally, why would you want to repeat the same thing where you've seen he's treated his other baby moms not right?
Yeah.
And okay, fair enough, there are some women who keep their babies away from men and do all this, but if there's legitimate reasons, not legitimate, if there is, you know why, you know he could be a better person,
yeah,
and you still go ahead and choose to have a child with him, then I can't feel sorry for you, because, like, don't get me wrong, the baby is 100% trash, because for you to want to kick out the mother of your child. At 2 o'clock
with the baby in hand,
like putting her on blast on social media like that, and then try to downplay the relationships, like, you could see from Danny Lee that they were in a proper relationship. Do you know what I mean? But I think for me, when you've seen what he's like He's shown you what he's like. Even if he didn't have any baby mums, he's left you and gone back and flip-flop. And like, he's denied her before. This is not the first time he's denied her. Do you know what I mean? So when he's done that, he has a pattern. There's a pattern, clear pattern.
And you're ignoring it.
And you're ignoring it. I can't, like, I feel sorry for you, but at the same time, it's like, babe, like, the pattern was there. That's what I'm saying. If there isn't a pattern where you're not aware of anything, or, do you know what I mean? It's cool, then fine, isn't it? Because we're all swindled. Like, love can make you do some crazy stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? But I just think when there's a clear pattern, and it's a shame because you only realize afterwards that this pattern was there and I just chose to ignore it because I felt that somehow we can make it work. But when there's a clear pattern and the flags are really flagging, like, or the way he even speaks about other women in his life is a pattern, is a clear red flag. Like, if you're calling other women bitches, if you're always saying, oh, you're not even taking accountability in your previous situations, for me, that's a red flag, because it couldn't have always been the other people doing wrong. Like, you must have had some part to play, like, to play in it. But I don't know. It's a shame, because I just feel like when black men do this to, I don't know if Danny Lee's black, is she?
I have no idea.
But when black men do that, I just think, like, were you not raised better? Like, come on.
Different,
like, why are you doing this? It's embarrassing. Like, what would your mum think of this?
Their mum been enabling it since they were young.
And that's why Summer said, your mama should have whooped your ass, because mothers just...
A lot of mothers enable
mothers, like, do you not check your son? But then at the same time, like, even with Safari and Erica Mena, right? Mm-hmm. Where there was a scene on Love & Hip Hop where the mum was literally like, to Safari, you can... Like, she was checking him, but still Safari was just being...
That's the thing. So sometimes some Safari... Parents...
So it's just hard. Like, it's just... A dumbass gonna do what a dumbass wanna do.
That's it.
Like, do you know what I mean? So... it's tricky, man. You just never know with a person, because people can just switch.
Mm.
And that's also another fear, is like, you think it's all rosy, da, 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 and you wake up one morning and he's just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to be with you anymore. So human beings, you just have to tread lightly with human beings, honestly, because they are just flip-floppy. Yeah.
But another big thing that happened this week, Adele's album. Have you listened to it?
I have. Oh my gosh, it's so funny, because you know how on Black Girls Living, Jazz doesn't listen to it, to albums, like,
Jazz,
in order.
You're a criminal.
And it's so funny.
How do you listen to a new album
I actually listen in shuffle, and it made me laugh, but...
That's ridiculous.
I was listening in shuffle. I don't know. Because not all of them is like in a storytelling order. I like, so I can listen in shuffle. No,
for me though, I feel like the artist has put them in that order for a reason. Respect the reason.
If tell after Apple listened, that. Cause they...
If after you listened, and then you want to put it in shuffle, that's cool. The first listen, who raised you?
But is your thing not automatic on shuffle? Mine is.
No, but sometimes, I shuffle like between playlists, but when I'm listening to a new album, babes, I turn it off.
Oh, no.
Or let me tell you what you do. When you go on the album, you just press play. It doesn't shuffle it.
I did that. Mine shuffled.
Yeah, you need to check your settings. But it's a quick button. Like, I don't get it. It's a quick...
Mine stay on shuffle. Thing. But,
nah, mate.
Yeah, so I listened to it. It's very... it's not as sad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I like this Adele, because I feel like it's a mature...
Like, people were crying. People were talking about crying all the time.
I didn't cry.
Funny, I wouldn't anyway.
I didn't cry. But it's a very mature Adele.
Yeah.
You can even hear it in the tone of her voice.
Yeah.
I liked it, because I'm not going to lie to you. I like Adele. Like, it's like with Beyonce. They're good artists, but I'm not dying for them. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like this was my first time actually properly listening to a full body of Adele. And it was good. Like, I liked it. It was cool. Like,
What do you rate out of 10?
Oh, I don't know if I can rate it. I said if I can rate it, because I think I need to take it in a little bit more. But at the moment, and I don't want to be too harsh, I'll give it a 6.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it was a nice album. I feel like, though, it's typical social media hyping up things more than they need to.
Yeah.
Because I really was expecting to blow out my car seat when I listened to
it. It was good. Like, it's like, okay, it's good, but
it was just a vibe.
Yeah, like, that's it.
That was really it. Like, I didn't think it gave sad. People were talking about the time and they were crying and...
Nah,
they
I didn't.
Spent like
X easy on me when it
silence.
First came out. I shed a tear, but that was it. Like,
and I feel like it was very nice. Like, I love the whole, I love the vibe of like including her son, and
that is
I love
like
how real it was. It was just real. But I will be honest as well, though. some of the songs were a bit long, ma'am. It felt like I was listening to Maverick City music. I said, damn.
Don't come for Maverick City. Nah, that's my niggas.
Nah, I said, this is... And I would look at the thing. I said, this is still the same song.
I'm so done.
For 6 minutes. Why is a song 6 minutes
Doesn't
long?
Ed Sheeran do that as well? I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't listen to Ed Sheeran like deep. Like, I don't listen to Ed Sheeran album.
Is this one out?
Girl, I wouldn't know a thing.
I don't know. Because I remember there was something going on about them coming out on the same day. I might be wrong.
I would not know a thing.
Might be wrong.
I wouldn't have a clue. I listen to Ed Sheeran like here and there, Ed Sheeran songs.
Yeah, but not
the ones I love, I love.
Yeah.
But I've never actually gone on my way to listen to Ed Sheeran album. I might do actually. I think I have. No. What's it called? I thought it was a good album.
Yeah.
Didn't really blow me away. I just thought it was alright. I don't think I'm going to go back and listen to it. I don't think I care like that.
I think there's a few songs on there that I actually added to my playlist.
Yeah,
it's just, it was cool.
It was like, a nice album. I feel like
it was cool.
I feel like I love the anticipation to it. I love that she did like classic things like artists back in the day used to do and going like, different interviews and doing like secret shows. Like I loved the rollout to the album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you see the proposal?
What proposal? Oh!
Oh! That was
that
so
made me cry.
Beautiful.
That made me cry.
It was such a. I thought, oh my gosh! Imagine Adele singing to you as you get engaged, that's
and you can
amazing.
Tell she genuinely did
she's
not.
Like, if you guys talk, I'm gonna kill you.
Expected, like she was thinking, where am I? Like, where have
so
you brought
beautiful.
Me? Can you
it was
imagine
such
that?
A thoughtful,
and
beautiful.
All the
thing.
Other celebrities being there as well on your engagement.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm like, hey, Jake, do you want to take a quick picture?
No, sorry. Unless you're coming to perform at the wedding, I do really don't care you're here.
I would actually, nah. Like, I'm like, people might think Drake proposed to me at this point.
Don't care.
Nah.
If you're not going to come and propose, if you're not going to start donating to their wedding.
So you're trying to tell me if Nikki was sat there, you wouldn't be like, oh my gosh.
What's Nikki going to do? Is Nikki going to, if Nikki posts us and that pushes the pod, pushes TDA.
So you're going to take a picture with Nikki?
If she wants to take a picture with me, yeah, of course, I will.
If she wants to take a picture with you.
Yes. I'm sorry. Do you know what we need to start doing, yeah? We need to start treating celebrities as human beings because they're actually human beings.
I'm definitely going to picture
Drake. We really
put
them on a pedestal. That's... No, because I'm sorry. Unless Nikki's going to be like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Let me know when your wedding is. I would love to donate something. We'll send you a present. That's nice, but you being there, what's that really going to do for my wedding?
No, as in I would, because I've never met Drake before. So I would be like, hey, can we take a quick picture? Because I never might see you again.
It'd be great if I saw you at my wedding. That's what would be great. But anyways, it was really good. That was really, really sweet as well. But yeah. I think it was a good album, but it was nice.
It was a vibe.
I do want to watch
cool.
her interview with Oprah though. Because I feel like one thing I love that she talked about was about what's it called? Her ex-husband and how like safe she felt. And it was so nice because I've always said like just because things end in a relationship doesn't mean that it has to end like badly where you're now sworn enemies. Like it's, that scares me, you know, how people can love each other one day and be enemies the next. But it was so nice to hear her say, like, even now, like even though we're broken up and stuff, he's someone I would trust, absolutely trust in my life. Even though she's got a new man and everything, it was the fact that they had that, obviously had that really good foundation where when it wasn't working, she was able to say, do you know what? This is not working. And I love as well about Adele that I just love, and I think it's a white thing. When I feel like white people, yeah, when something's not serving them anymore, they're able
quit.
To leave.
Yeah.
It's black people who love struggle too much. People are really in marriages, don't like, but Adele's like, I'm not going to lie to you. This is not working anymore. I'm out.
Do you think as well? I think it's because, I don't know, I might be wrong, but I think back like during slave times where a lot of people were separated.
Okay.
And like families were separated and stuff like that. I think, I don't know where it's carried on a thing where black people were just so, like, family is just so sacred to us because we're so used to being dispersed and stuff that we just hold on to the idea of family and familyhood and just being together so much that we're willing to sacrifice our own happiness and mental health or whatever just to have that family unit. Whereas white people just like, listen, if this is not doing me right, I'm going to win. Like, I'm done. Whereas I feel like black people were just... We will try and try and try so much just to keep the family. Like, when you see like a divorced family or like, you know that they really tried. I feel like more time you just feel like they really tried. And it's like
the
divorce is like the last resort. Cause you can, and then I think, so I just think with black people, it's just more time, it's just the struggle to...
We love to struggle too much.
Yeah, the struggle to...
That's struggle for everything.
And I don't blame them because I think especially when you have kids as well, because even Adele was saying that like she had to come to terms with the fact that she had to get divorced.
Yeah.
For her, and her son wouldn't be in that. Like, she had to put her own happiness first, yeah, to before her son's, to not be in that family unit anymore.
I've been telling y'all, don't be doing things to the kids.
Yeah.
It does affect, like, you might not realize it, but you are affecting your kids.
Yeah. And she was, when she said that, I was like,
they
suffer, you know what?
Because they know you're not happy.
It can be a lot. Yeah, yeah. But to make that decision and be like, you know what? I have to put my happiness first.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, yes, I did want a family and that's why I got married and everything, but it's not working.
It's not giving.
So.
But yeah, man, that's what Looney Tunes say. That's all, folks. That's
We're
all, folks,
out
for this week. Please follow us at No Shade Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Yep. Insecure episodes drop every Wednesday, so you can definitely catch that out as well.
Yes,
catch that out.
Catch that.
Catch that. Yeah, I was thinking out where. You can catch that as well every Wednesday. Yeah, and guys, please keep hashtagging. Also, I do want to say that we did thank everyone for the messages last week, but I will say, please don't feel shy to DM us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Slide in there.
We've had a couple people saying, like, oh, we're shy. Listen, we could have a full blown chat in the DMs. Like,
absolutely.
Y'all
so
are
please,
friends.
Like, don't
literally,
feel let us
shy
know.
At all. Yeah, yeah, I saw
let's
that.
Let's not
actually,
think of episodes,
yeah,
like, all that stuff. Please, like, don't feel shy. Yeah. Don't feel nervous or scared, girl.
We're
all here for it.
We don't bite at all.
At all, okay?
At all. Like,
but, yeah.
Yeah, don't be shy, guys, because honestly.
Shyness doesn't get anywhere. But anyways, yeah. So please,
and we're not scary. Like,
absolutely not.
At all.
Not. But yeah, you can find me at My Own Royalty on Instagram and the Twitter.
The Twitter.
The Twitter.
You can find me at Ikea Aubrey _ on Instagram, yeah, and Twitter.
Yeah.
Am I anywhere else? No.
Food page.
But yeah, you can find me on Toasty Good Food. You can add more Snapchat. I'm joking.
It's too personal.
Relax.
But yeah, guys.
But yeah.
Catch you next week. Bye. Well, catch you on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.